When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing. Creator and host, Ken Vellante. Editor and producer, Peter Bauer.
Ken Vellante here with a special episode of Something Rather Than Nothing, with a show update and two spoken word pieces by Irish writers, poets, artists, Greg Clifford and Jeff Finan. I hope you enjoy the two pieces in this episode. Really like to thank them for their contribution and for their appearance on the show in the past. The podcast has been recorded for almost 3 years. This is episode 131. And asking for your support and reviews on all your podcast portals, Apple, Podchaser, Spotify, Audible, and all the places where you find your podcast, including where it's produced, Podbean. So I would appreciate your support of the episodes, sharing them with friends, family, philosophers, artists, thinkers, reviews of individual episodes, and of the show as a whole. I'd really appreciate it. So we have those two spoken word pieces, and upcoming on the next few episodes, we'll have guest hosts with new artists and asking the questions we've been asking about art and philosophy throughout the entire show. So I hope you enjoy those upcoming episodes with some special guest hosts. Again, thanks to Jeff Finan, Greg Clifford, and their pieces on this episode. And listen to the end for a little teaser and a prompt for you to listen to season 2 of The Skylark Bell by Melissa Oliveri, who's been a guest, and that lovely story and sound design and presentation on The Skylark Bell that'll end this episode. Thank you so much. Thanks for supporting the show, and take care and keep creating. The first piece you'll hear is from Greg Clifford, and following from that, Jeff Finan.
As Boethius theorized, history is a wheel. Inconstancy is my fairy essence, says the wheel. Rise up on my spokes if you like, but don't complain when you're cast back down into the depths. Good times pass away, but then so do the bad. Mutability is our tragedy, but it's also our hope. The worst of the times, like the best, are always passing us by. I find solace in this harsh but pertinent truth. Although incessantly nebulous in nature, I'm serene and lucid. It's very clear in my mind that life owes us nothing, not one of us. No divine path to contentedness or wholesome comforts. We create our own focus, our own meaning. With this, I've made my peace. Sink or swim, surrender, or strive to survive. Life is a series of cause and effect. Mistakes and madness, mystery, happiness, laughter, surprise, sadness, delight and devastation. no one exempt from the fragility of life. And how vain earthly glories truly are, how futile to rationalize what is inherently irrational. The constant conflict, crippling, consumed by mistruths and moral panics, how does one objectively intervene before sanity is irretrievable? Damage, irreparable. Tears roll silently down my face as I gaze vacantly into the self-imposed abyss, drifting into the ether, into nothingness. Flashing images commence, dancing, skipping, tripping, flickering, a candlelit wall. Entering a strange and salubrious room, I now reside within a framework alien to me. Illusions, confusions, people's warped perceptions reverberating in my head, recalcitrant, belligerent, sadistic. My regular reference point all but extinguished, dissipating, evaporating right before my very eyes. Yet still a certain comfort lingers in the realization. A knowing primitivism prevails. The understanding of the great paradox of life. That we are paramount, yet paltry. I close my eyes. A sinister soundscape ensues, waiting in the long grass, waiting to pounce. An impending onslaught. Klaus Kinski's Jesus Christ Savior emerges, bold and brazen. His words intensify, entwine, amalgamate, growing increasingly layered and convoluted, challenging and sinister. Again, momentary silence. The plug is pulled on the lunacy for now. Cacophonous church bells commence. I look up. I hear the birds. Maybe Aldous Harding was right when she mused. What if the birds aren't singing? They're screaming. A light rain descends, like being baptized again, like being absolved from my unflagging feverish folly. Further imagery now evoked. This time a recurring dream, in which my beloved leads me down to the coast blindfolded. It's tranquil. Incremental movements. We arrive. I feel at ease. But then a knife enters and I descend. I reach out. But my bed has already been laid. I'm very still as I bleed out. I become very present in this moment. No longer afraid. Free from superfluous luxuries. The future pales into subservience. The future's uncertain, but the end is always near. Let it roll, baby, roll. Let it roll. On a moonlight drive, let it roll all night long, until there is no more on. Cord cut, light switched off. I am meager in comparison to the crashing waves. They are majestic, constant yet in motion. I vanish from the frame. A faint ghost lingers, liberated at last.
Falling by Jeff Finan. Falling Part 1. I walk these streets for inspiration, pounding cobbles till beads drop from my head as perspiration, and sick of imitation or cunts that leave citations. I'm left room, my friend, who like others have left these shores to emigration. It's famine ships in old Ireland's sun. I fell asleep at the wheel. I missed the conversation. Instead, I'm sitting alone at a bar dreaming of a butterfly who's dreaming of my own imagination. I'm the poet who sells cigars to feed his habit filled with mitigation. It's the metaphysical act of depravity that's made me like this. And I like this. Fallen Part 2. Pale eyes stare at bright screens. There's no line between us and this think tech. We're the new gunslingers slinging guns for fun. It's a pity the bullets are rubber. We only ever retweet bull. Unedited information becomes edited lies, and news isn't new as I search for old truths. Any truth. I'm finally lost in a cave looking at a flicker of a shadow that I put there, and I can't take my gaze away. I stare at these puppets as they pounce forth and back. I'm sitting in a hole, my favourite colours painted black. I'm grieving for humanity and I want my future back. Echo chambers that changed my soul and left a hole, not white, but black. I walk these streets of insipidation. Insipid fuckheads who are once well read are now as easily read as books, and they don't give a fuck. Control like puppets without even a string. Fuck this broad in the mind shit, man. I'm just doing my thing. If this was a fight, the tell would fall, the bell would ring. But you can't throw the towel until the fat lady sings, and Mother Nature's just warming her throat. Falling Part 3. Lesson likes is where we came from. Walking stained streets to feed our fears. We'd shoes with holes and now lads were either strung out or on the dole. It was like the roads walked backwards, and that was my childhood. Nothing was ever expected, so most affected. It was like the darkness was the least thing affected, and kids who grew up never trusted their self-respect, and a dialect of their intellect was always put back in check. If only somebody could reflect their son. Most I knew are left there. Like an empty cupboard bare or a life without care, this is the essence of a Dublin that was rare. That drum beat that focuses solely on the snare, and that squared up cunt, and that fearless fucking stare. The harmless punch that rocks from the old pair, or that resentment that this life I lead, it's not fair. I walk these streets in the batter. Jovial dickheads who have waltzed right in, leaving this place without sin, while I watch it shatter. This is where I'm from, and what's it the matter? There's posh cunts and low class cunts, and I'm glad I'm the latter. There's old shops and new fronts leaving heads on silver platters, and there's cold shunts and slow dumps as we leave with pitter patter. Maybe I'm not welcome anymore.
La, 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 la. Meadow Lane is a scary place. One night, he just disappeared. No one knows what really happened. You need to find the Skylark Bell.